Neon, a small New York-based indie movie studio, has emerged as a dominant force at the Cannes Film Festival, with a stunning track record of acquiring and distributing Palme d'Or-winning films for four consecutive years. In the glittering world of cinema, where giants like Disney, Warner Brothers, and Netflix often steal the spotlight, a relatively young and compact movie studio has quietly been making waves. Neon, founded just 7 years ago in New York, has earned the moniker the Palme d'Or Whisperer for its uncanny ability to back films that consistently take home the top prize at the prestigious Cannes Film Festival. With a portfolio that includes critically acclaimed and award-winning titles such as Parasite, Titani, Triangle of Sadness, and Anatomy of a Fall, Neon has proven itself to be a force to be reckoned with in the indie film scene. The studio's success is particularly impressive considering its size. With a staff of only around 55 people, Neon has managed to outshine and outperform much larger and more established players in the industry. The secret to Neon's success lies in the keen eye and intuition of its founder, Tom Quinn. A veteran of the indie film world, Quinn has worked with producers like Harvey Weinstein and spent years collaborating with South Korean director Bong Joon-ho before striking out on his own. In 2016, he secured a deal with China's Sparkle Roll Media, backed by screen legend Jackie Chan, and officially launched Neon the following year. Neon's first major critical success came with the ice skating comedy I, Tanya, which earned Allison Janney an Oscar for her performance. However, it was Quinn's long-standing relationship with Bong Joon-ho that would catapult the studio to international prominence. When Bang's next project, Parasite, was announced, Quinn knew he had to have it. It didn't matter what he was going to do next, it was going to be a Neon film, he said in a recent interview. We were going to go for broke and pre-buy it. The gamble paid off in spectacular fashion. Parasite not only won the Palme d'Or in 2019, but also made history by becoming the first non-English language film to win the Academy Award for Best Picture. Since then, Neon has continued to demonstrate an uncanny ability to identify and acquire films that go on to win the top prize at Cannes, including Titani in 2021 and Triangle of Sadness and Anatomy of a Fall in subsequent years. As the 2023 Cannes Film Festival approaches its climax, all eyes are on Neon once again. The studio has two strong contenders in the running for the Palme d'Or, Anora, a raw and often hilarious story about a New York erotic dancer, and The Seed of the Sacred Fig, a film about a judge's struggles amid political unrest in Tehran. The latter's director, Mohammad Rezaloff, made headlines when he secretly escaped from Iran to attend the festival, further heightening expectations for the film. While the winners of this year's Cannes Film Festival have yet to be announced, one thing is certain: Neon has firmly established itself as a major player in the world of indie cinema. With a track record that would make even the most powerful movie producers envious, this small but mighty studio has proven that size doesn't matter when it comes to creating and distributing groundbreaking, award-winning films. As the film industry continues to evolve and adapt to new challenges and opportunities, Neon's success serves as a reminder of the enduring power of independent cinema. By taking risks on bold, innovative filmmakers and stories, and by prioritizing artistic vision over commercial considerations, Neon has carved out a unique and vital space for itself in the crowded landscape of modern moviemaking. Whether or not the studio manages to secure a fifth consecutive Palme d'Or this year, its impact on the world of cinema is undeniable, and its future looks brighter than ever.